Thank you for choosing this podcast. It's our pleasure to share with you the word of the Lord. Proverbs 23:12 says, apply your heart to instruction and your ears to the words of knowledge. Join us as Pastor Jim Bunch shares God's word with the people at Christian Outreach Center in Oak Ridge, Tennessee.
By way of introduction for this message today, yesterday Renee and I, her family had a family reunion. How many of you ever been to a family reunion? They're great, aren't they? You see people that you just realize are family and you didn't even know it. And you go, who are you? And they tell you who they are. And you go, oh, you're Aunt Susie's second cousin, twice removed brother's sisters. Okay, gotcha. And so we met a lot of people that Renee knew every one of them. Been a while since I had seen some of them. And some of them I didn't know. And some she didn't know either, I guess. Family reunions, great, great, great thing to be thankful for. And we're going to talk about gratitude, being thankful this morning. Let me hold her. She wants to preach. That's our great grandbaby. And she has privileges that no one else has. She's the boss. But as I sat there looking around that room at all of those people, Renee commented, she said, we saw a picture of her mom and dad, and she said, Jim, do you realize that all of these people are here because of them two people? And I thought about, wow, what a statement, what a heritage, because there was probably 60 people in that room. And have you ever thought about your protege? How many people are going to come from the union of you and your husband or wife, from your mother, father? How many people in the next, 20, 30, 40 years are going to arrive on this earth as direct descendants of you? Something to be thankful for. Something to be grateful for. And that's the introduction, and that's one of the things that I'm grateful for, because the point of this message this morning is some of the things that I am grateful for. And I'm going to ask you to open your Bible to the book of Colossians with me this morning. The book of Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 12. Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, accepting one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you should also forgive each other. Above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts. Be thankful. Let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, and singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Now, Paul said something similar in the book of Ephesians. As you know, the prison epistles, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians were written at a similar time from prison by Paul. He said Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 15. Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. And don't get drunk with wine, which leads to reckless actions, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making music to the Lord in your heart, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of Christ. That's His counsel to us. And we are to be thankful for what God has provided for us. I know that you that have children, one of the things that you teach your children is when somebody does something for them, you say to the child, say thank you. And that's a good thing, because children learn as they grow up, as they are taught by their parents and other people, to be thankful. It is not automatic. Our basic sinful nature is anything but thankful. It's greedy, it's selfish, it's jealous, so on and so forth. So we have to combat that sinful nature with the good things of God. You have to be taught to be thankful. It is not automatic. As Christians, Paul said, as the people of God, we ought, above all other peoples, be thankful. I was asking myself this week, those people who know me best, do they ever see in me this attitude of gratitude? Do they pick up on that? I work for the state, as most of you know, and state employees, government employees, federal, state, local, city, whatever. As you know, the changes take place rather slowly, and sometimes we find ourselves a little negative about things, and if we're not careful, it can get down in our spirit and we can become ungrateful. And so every now and then, I do an attitude check. You ever do an attitude check? Anybody here ever do an attitude check? It's a good thing, isn't it? Just get before the mirror and look in the mirror and say, would I like you if I were your friend? Would I like you if I were your friend? And now, if you're a very negative person, that reply is probably going to come back, well, sometimes. But you and I can change that, can't we? We can change our behavior, we can change our attitude by practicing gratitude. Most of you know that I grew up in a large family. My family didn't come to the family reunion yesterday. We're going to maybe later on try to have a family reunion. Trying to get my family together is difficult. I come from a family of 12 boys and one girl, and now there's about 5 or 6 of us left. And I grew up right here in Morgan and Roane County. Actually grew up in poverty. You know, I remember when there were we lived in places where there was no running water. There were, you know, let's just say it was rough. I was telling some people yesterday, they said they make fun sometimes. Somebody says, I grew up, it was hard when I was growing up. And they say, yeah, I bet you had to walk to school uphill both ways. In the snow, barefoot. And a what? And a briar in your toe. And anybody care to add to that? And I laughed at them, and I laughed at that. I was telling somebody that. And I said, you know what, though? That was true. 3 bedrooms and a path. If you need an explanation, that's see us after the service. But I actually did, for a period of time, live in a place where we had to walk 1 mile to the school bus route. And it was over a hill, over a mountain, really. And so that old saying is truer than you might realize. But this is the thing that I look at today, what I've been blessed with today. The conveniences, the modern conveniences, and the things that probably a lot of you take for granted. Never dreamed as a kid that I would have. Just didn't look real promising. And you say, well, Jim, didn't you really get depressed? Not really, because everybody was poor. I mean, everybody around me was poor, so, you know, I looked at some photos they had of us yesterday, and they had a photo of me when I was wee little. I must have not been more than 3 years old. And then they had another photo of me, one of those school photos. You know, they take photos of you at school. And I must have been in about the third or fourth grade there. And I noticed something in them photos, and see if you relate to this. Let's see how many of you go back a ways. Let's see how many of you grew up a little poorer than others. In those photos, I had on two shirts. I wore two shirts. And I thought, you know, I remember back, we didn't have central heat and air. We had an old wooden coal cook stove. We had an old heater in the living room that you put coal or wood in. That's how we heated our house. Well, at night, folks, guess what? The fire went down and it got cold. In the morning when you'd get up, I mean, the bucket of water in the kitchen would have ice in it. Now, none of you relate to this, do you? I mean, this is just foreign to y'all. And the dipper would freeze in it. And when I'd get ready to go to school, Carlos, I'd dress warm. Now, when I got to school, it was warm there. But I guess that's why I wore two shirts. I don't know. But I looked at those photos and it took me back to some of those memories. And I said, you know what, God? It's kind of like that old song by Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton sang a song years ago about her past. And you know, she grew up poor up there in Sevier County. And let me tell you, I've worked in Sevier County. There are some poor folks in Sevier County still to this very day. But she said, no amount of money can buy from me the memories I have of these. But no amount of money can pay me to go back and live through them again. And you know, I'm glad I had those experiences and I'm where I am today. I'm saying all that to say this. I am thankful for the progress that has been made in this country. I am thankful for the blessings that God has showered on me and my family. And I am especially thankful for family today. I am closer to Renee's family than I am to many of my own family, because we have been separated so much over the years and haven't really had a chance to live close to each other and really get to know each other. I'm next to the youngest in my family. I've got one brother younger than I. I have two brothers that live down here in Harriman. I have one brother that lives up in Illinois, and I have another brother that lives out in Nevada. And I may have another brother that lives in California. I don't know, but I haven't heard from him in many, many years. So I don't even know if he's still alive. And that's not a very good testimony for a family. But that's the way my family was. I hope your family is a lot closer. Renee and I got married in 1970. Right, honey? Okay. November the 2nd, right? And we moved from Tennessee. I was in the military at White Sands Missile Range, New Mexico. And we moved from here to New Mexico. I was still in the military. We never returned to live in Tennessee until 1981. I took her away from her family, and she was very close to her family. Took her away from her family, and I took her way across the country and kept her for years and years and years. Our kids were born without knowing their grandparents. And we moved back to Tennessee in 1981. By that time, her father had passed away. My kids never got to meet their grandfather on either side of the family. Her mom was still living. They did get to meet their grandmother. And still, when we moved back here, we did not get to live very close to her family. We lived way down in Middle Tennessee and way up in East Tennessee. Then we went off to Florida. And then we moved back. And we moved back to Harriman, where most of her folks live, in and around Harriman-Knoxville area. And now we get to have get-togethers with her family. And this get-together yesterday was a milestone. Because even with her family, as close as they are, the only time they get together a lot of times is for a funeral. Do you relate to that? Shouldn't be that way, church. Shouldn't be that way. And I'm glad that Renee and some others said, listen, we ought to have a reunion other than a funeral. And they did, and it was really, really wonderful. And one of Renee's sister's son, Travis, is a youth pastor at Big Emory Baptist Church, and he put together a video presentation of all the family, and it was awesome to see all those people. I am thankful for her family. I am thankful for my family. As little as I'm able to be with them, I'm still thankful. Listen, church, family is family. And whenever you're away from home, like I was, like Carlos, like, I see your name's Sam, isn't it? Yeah, Sam and Rank. When you're away from home in the military, and a holiday like Thanksgiving or Christmas rolls around, man, you want to be home more than anything else. Even if you don't have the greatest family, you still want to be home with them. I am telling you all this in hopes that you will be so grateful for your family. It may not be the best. There may be problems. There may be difficulties. But take it from a guy who is over 30, but under 70, who didn't have the benefit of being with his family, but instead was able to be accepted and drawn in to my wife's family. Family is very important. Now our kids and our grandkids can meet their cousins, their aunts and uncles, and know them. And not only that, they can know us. You know, I've threatened to move off to Florida and not leave a forwarding address sometimes, but I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Matt. We love you guys. We're glad you're family. And Matt is our, Matt would be, I want to say son-in-law because you just treat him like a son-in-law, but he's a great son-in-law. Is that what it is? What is it? He's not my nephew. He's a grandson-in-law. Man, you're a grandson-in-law. You should strut yourself. I'm a grandson-in-law. I'm not even that old, but I have a great grandbaby. I want to live real close to my family, and I want to be thankful to God that I do, because for many years I didn't. And I wasn't able to live close to my immediate family. If you're close to your family, where you can go visit them and see them, take it from somebody who knows from experience. That's a blessing. That's a blessing that you need to thank God for and praise God for. And if your family's not close by, every chance you get away and go see them. Go see them and spend some time with them, even if it's only a day or two. Go see them, because the time will come when they won't be there no more. And yes.
Somebody had a reunion yesterday too.
Carlos, did you all have a family reunion yesterday?
I had my birthday party, and I had children, grandchildren.
Wow. 20 plus people. Birthday party. Carlos is 49.
I'm like you. I'm the son of 12 kids. And I just had mine there.
Yeah. Wow.
So there's a bunch of us.
My. You know, Carlos, let me ask you and Darlene this. Do you wish you'd had more kids now?
No.
I didn't ask Darlene. I meant Carlos. How many parents in here wish you'd had more kids? Raise your hands. See that?
At least
one.
A girl.
Now I'm going to do something right here. And this is part of the message. Jesus, many times when he would teach and preach, he would engage his audience. Question and answer. Interaction. We're coming up on what is really a good Christian holiday, Thanksgiving. I wonder if you would share this morning, and it's going to go on the CD, so you better be good and be kind and hold the mic up close Don't hold the mic down here where we can't hear you. Hold the mic up here so we can hear you. I want to ask you two things. Two things that you're thankful for at this Thanksgiving season, 2009. Think about it. And Brother Allen has a microphone and Brother Rank has a microphone. And what I'm going to ask you to do is raise your hand and they will come and hand you the microphone. You will hold it up real close. Just two things. And before some of you get to thinking that you want to preach, this is not your opportunity to preach. But do express your thanksgiving to God for the blessings you have. I got to tell you this. We were married on November the 2nd, 1970. Right, Renee? And we had our first Thanksgiving together. And our daughter's not here this morning. She's the mother of our granddaughter and the grandma of our great-granddaughter, Melissa. She's not here. Her and her husband, Charles, are not here. Melissa, when she spent a Thanksgiving with us, you know what we had for our Thanksgiving? Hot dogs.
French fries.
French fries. And Heinz 57 sauce. That was our first Thanksgiving together. We've come a long way, baby. But you know what? We were family. We were together. We were happy. Now, who wants to go first? Debbie, right beside you, Rank, and I'm pretty sure that microphone is on.
I wanted to express my thankfulness and gratitude for my church family. Over the years living overseas, you get real attached to your church family because your biological families are not there. And there's been a lot of Thanksgivings we were overseas, and having the love and support of your church family is irreplaceable. It isn't the same as your family, and sometimes it's even better than your biological family because they don't know everything about you. And I want you to know that I mean the same. Even though I'm here with my family, a lot of them, I am grateful for all of you because you make my life richer. You add things to my life that my unsaved family members can't, and I appreciate you.
And we'll give somebody else a chance to give thanks. Who wants to give thanks? All right.
I want to thank God for you and Sister Bunch, and also thank God for Alan and his wife and all the people here at this church that we started coming here to a good church and a good family.
Amen.
And I want to thank God that God still got us alive this Thanksgiving and we're still here. You know, most people ain't got a family to go to this Thanksgiving, and you know, it's always good to have a family that you can go to and,
yes,
you know, say happy Thanksgiving to them. You know, it's always good to have a good home church,
yes,
like this. And
loving
thank
church.
You all very much.
Amen. Somebody else who wants to give thanks? Brother Sam.
I want to thank God for my two wonderful children.
Praise
he
God.
He blessed me with, and they just enriched my lives beyond measure. And I want to thank Him for drawing me here to this church.
Amen. Praise God. And Debbie. Debbie wants to give thanks.
I want to thank God for all my church family. Y'all are a blessing.
Amen.
I don't know what I would do without all of you. And thank God for such a wonderful, godly mother.
Amen.
That she's a mother to everyone and to everybody. And she just shows her radiant blessing to her children and to others that ain't her children. She loves everybody.
Amen.
And unconditional. And I want to be just like her and love,
yes,
God and be just filled with God to my fullest.
Amen.
And be close for Him every day. And I just thank God that I've got such a wonderful mother and family. And I know she loves everybody here dearly, one by one.
Amen.
And she prays continuously.
Praise God.
United States.
Praise God.
We praise the Lord.
Amen.
We praise for having this wonderful church.
Amen.
And you.
well.
Love God.
Praise God. Amen.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Carla?
She builds me up a little bit too much.
Hi, Leah. No, she don't.
But now, I really do love each one of y'all individually. And if one's missing, I always miss you. And I love this church very much. And I'm so glad that I have 5 kids and about 20-some in our family. We have a good Thanksgiving. And I've had many years I couldn't even buy a turkey. This year I could buy.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. Okay.
I want to thank God for my job.
Amen.
I still have one.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for favor from my bosses. And
yes.
And I believe when you honor God with your tithes and your offering, you know He'll show favor. And thank God for my family, and thank God that He worked a miracle for us this time last year. We was going through a lot of trouble, and actually for 2 years, and I thank Him for working a miracle for us.
Praise God.
Thank Him that we have a good place to live, a peaceful place.
Yes.
And I thank God for the church and, you know, what He's done for us here.
Yes.
What He's going to do.
Amen.
And I just keep praying for us and thank God.
Amen. Thank God we dwell in safety. Amen. You realize there are police officers and there are people on the duty this morning that are guarding and protecting us from evil people who would rob us and injure us and hurt us and take from us. But there are laws and there are people who enforce those laws. We dwell in relative safety in this country. That's a tremendous blessing. Go ahead.
God bless you all. I know you don't know me, but you know I am in the family of God. And
amen.
And I love the Lord. And I just want to say a few things briefly. But
go ahead.
Both my parents are with the Lord right now. And they died when they were young, at 52 years age, side by side, within 2 months of each other. And you know, God's been with me. He's never left me or forsaken me. But you know, we do need, like you spoke about family, and we do need to call. I don't know if anybody here today is, you know, detached from one of your family members, but you do need to call them. And you know, there's a lot of times that when it would snow, my mom would call me at work and say, "Baby girl, did you make it today?" You know, and I'd go, "Oh, that's my mom again." You know, that's my mom again. But let me tell you, when that first snow came and there was no phone call,
yeah,
nobody called. Yep. But you know, Jesus was there for me.
Amen.
But you know, you got to reach out to the friends. And I've learned that family is who you're with sometimes.
That's right. Yes.
Those people that's around you that
yes.
God sends you in your path, that can be
yes.
your family.
Yes.
And I'm just thankful for that and thankful for the blood and the Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen, amen. And she's right. You know, all those years that we were not able to be here in Tennessee with family, whatever church we were in, they became our family. And I've told you this before, but my kids grew up with saints in the church being their grandparents in a way. And they always treated them, I can say without exception, every church we've ever been in, they didn't treat our kids bad. They treated our kids good. And I'm thankful for that. Honorable pastor, bishop, deacon, former Larry has a testimony to share. Larry came to a funeral. Larry made a mistake and came to a funeral Friday night with me, and I made him work. I had him read the obituary because I couldn't see it. He had his glasses and he could see it. So I made him read the obituary.
Yeah, I offered him my glasses, but he wouldn't take it.
Larry sang at Reba's mother's funeral.
So
no, Larry didn't sing. Larry's wife, Sharon, sang at the funeral, and Larry read the obituary. So I may put both of them work. If you ever go to a funeral with me, look out. I'll put you to work. Go ahead, Larry.
Oh, gosh. God's been so good to us this past year and years before. He's blessed us in so many ways. There's not enough time on the CD back there to tell how much God has really blessed us. But two most things I'm thankful for this year. Number one is my relationship with Jesus. There's nothing in this world can take that away from me.
Amen.
And number two is my family. God has blessed me with a wonderful family. He put me in a family when I was growing up. But, you know, God puts you in the family that you have.
You don't really have any say over it, do you?
No, you don't have any, you know.
You just get stuck in that family.
He
can
put you overseas somewhere in a third world country. But he chose the family that you got. And I'm so blessed for it.
Amen. You know, I've told you before that I could have been adopted out into another family. I could have been raised in another family. It was that close. But I got to stay with the family I was in. And, of course, some people say, well, you might have been better off than another family. Yeah, I know, might not either. So you don't play that what-if game with me, because it don't matter what if. It's what is. Amen? Someone else. Okay, Judy has a thanksgiving to God.
Like several of you that are in the military, I was raised away from Tennessee, and my mom's family all lives here. But my mom and my dad both separately moved to California and met there and married, and I was born and raised in California and didn't move back here until 16 years ago.
Wow.
So it's still real fun for me to have aunts and uncles and cousins and now grandchildren and children, naturally. All at Thanksgiving and Christmas. And
yes.
Real special to me because I was raised never having that. I mean, a couple cousins and an aunt and uncle was a big Christmas. In my dad's side of the family, I was the only child.
Oh,
there
my.
No kids except me, and it was awful.
Wow.
So it's a real blessing, even though they open the door and scream and yell and there's no And the second thing I'm thankful for is my son and his wife, my oldest son that's expecting, are moving down the road from me.
Yeah.
I'll be able to see that grandbaby every day and won't have to travel 30 miles to do it.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Darlene has a testimony. I mean, a thanksgiving.
I'm grateful to God that He's given me my three boys and my four stepdaughters.
Amen.
And I have two of the most wonderful grandbabies.
Oh, absolutely.
When I am feeling stressed, whatever, all I have to do is just hold one of them.
Amen.
And I'm calmed down.
Yes.
I love it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Someone else. Anyone. A thanksgiving to God. While you're thinking, I'm going to read a scripture. Okay, Genevieve, go ahead.
I want to say that I'm very thankful for salvation, my relationship with Jesus Christ, number one. And I'm very thankful for family, our two wonderful children, and our extended family. We call our son's wife is our daughter, and my daughter's husband is our son, and our wonderful grandson. And I especially just want to say I am so thankful for a wonderful, godly husband. A man who strives every day of his life to put Jesus Christ number one in his life and to lead a godly life. And that reflects
Amen.
On me and my children. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful that our kids are coming home for Thanksgiving. And I'm thankful that I have the health this year to cook that big
Yes.
Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes, yes. Oh, thank God for a godly spouse. Amen. Amen. Debbie wants to say something. Thanksgiving.
I want to make sure to tell y'all that I am so thankful for my two boys.
Yes.
I'm thankful for God's healing in my life.
Amen.
And all the blessings, financial. And I mean, my life is wonderful. Just knowing
Praise God.
God and getting closer to Him.
Amen.
And I want him to be first in my life.
Amen.
And nothing else. I mean, and I've got powerful healing in me that nobody can ever take away.
That's right.
And God is so good.
Yes, he is.
And I know my son is going to be healed.
Amen.
And my other son that's out there that we haven't heard from, I know that he's in God's hands.
Amen. 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 Thankful. Paul said to the Philippians, he said, don't worry about anything. Are you worried about something here this morning? Is it family? Is it finances? Is it your future? Or he said, don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. There have been thanksgivings where things weren't so great. Amen? There have been thanksgivings where families were struggling, whether it be financially or relationship-wise. There have been those folks. But you know, we come to church and we draw strength from one another and we draw strength from God, and we can encourage one another and build one another up and say, you know what? No matter how tough times are, no matter how rough it gets, God's still God. He still loves me. He's still with me. He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. And He's promised me that He's going to bring me through. So I'm going to thank Him. I may not see right now the answer, but I tell you what, I'm going to thank Him and I'm going to praise Him and I'm going to give Him all the glory, and I'm just going to believe to see His wonderful blessings on my life and on my family. Sometimes we're very short-sighted and we're quick to forget. We're quick to forget what He has done for us, and as a result, we're very short-sighted in believing that He's going to do great things in the future for us. I know that you know this, but let me just remind you that whatever you're struggling with today, God's going to work it out. God's going to take care of it. I know that right now it may not appear that it will happen, but I can look back over our family and the people associated with our family, and there were things that I just didn't see how in the world it was ever going to work out. But you know what? Things didn't work out necessarily the way I thought they would, you know? But I can tell you this, they have worked out. And sometimes we want to control our families, but do you know that you can't control your family? As much as you might like them to do certain things that you believe they should do, there are times when you just have to step back and say, okay, praise the Lord anyhow. I love you. You're my family, and that's never going to change. And I don't necessarily approve of what you're doing, but I want you to know I will never stop loving you. I will never stop praying for you. And I'll never stop believing that God is going to work this out to something good for you. I don't know what it's going to look like in the final analysis, but I know this, my God is faithful. I've witnessed this, folks, for almost 40 years now. And I can tell you, God's faithful. He's faithful. I want to read you one more scripture. If there's anyone else that wants to offer some thanksgiving, please stick up a hand so we can get a microphone to you. But I want to read this to you. You know, we live in a world today where a lot of people do not acknowledge that God even exists. We live in a world today here in America in abundant blessings that are so great that we can't even begin to enumerate all of them, and we can't. Some of them we don't even realize exist, but they are there for us anyway. And yet there are people who give God no credit. There are people who do not give God thanks. And you know, the Bible speaks of these people, ungrateful, unthankful. And Paul, in his book to the Romans, said this. He said, for God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, against all unrighteousness of people who by their own unrighteousness suppress the truth, since what can be known about God is evident among them, because God has shown it to them. From the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, that is, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what He has made. As a result, people are without excuse. For though they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God or show gratitude. I pray that it is never going to be said of me, he was ungrateful. That to me would be one of the most cutting things to be said. He's ungrateful. Beloved, never let it be said of you that you are ungrateful. Because we have a God who has given us His greatest gift, His Son. And friends, we don't deserve that. You know, when you receive something that you don't deserve, the only response is gratitude. Amen? Gratitude. Someone gives you, and I'm going to just throw this in because Christmas is coming up. Some of you have trouble receiving gifts. Don't raise your hand. Some of you have trouble receiving gifts. Somebody gives you a gift and you feel you have to give them a gift back. Learn to receive and be grateful and say thank you and go on. Don't rob somebody of their blessing of giving you a gift. I know you're able-bodied and you work for everything, but you've got to learn to receive as well and be grateful for it. Families pray for one another. This is a big family here. And I believe probably one of our family members is working today. Victoria usually has a Thanksgiving dinner at her place of employment, the Harriman Care Center, which is a rehab center. And every year at Thanksgiving, just before Thanksgiving, they have a dinner. I don't know if that's what she's doing today or not. But if it is, we pray for her. And we can pray for anybody else that you want to pray for today. If there's somebody, be it a family member, a friend, or whoever, and you'd like us to pray, I would like, or if it's you, if you would like prayer, I would like to close this service today as praying for other people to show God how grateful we are for what He's done for us. And that is, isn't it, the ultimate test of our gratefulness is when we consider somebody else other than ourselves. And so, if you have a need, a prayer request, would you raise your hand right now? If you have, oh my goodness, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, wow, lots of us have prayer requests and needs here this morning. I'm going to ask Randy and the team to come back and lead us in a song today. And I'm going to let you out of here kind of early today. And you say thank you. Be grateful now. And we're going to pray for one another and for the needs that you have. And so I'm going to ask you to come on down and join me down here like a family. Like a family. Come on, everybody, visitors alike, come on down. I won't keep you all day. And we'll keep the snakes in the box. So. Ain't got none. Ain't got no snakes. Don't want none. Ain't gonna have none. No, sir. Want us to pray. We're gonna do a circle. We're just gonna do a circle here. Come on around and get in a circle here. Yesterday when Renee and I were talking about our family reunion, we looked around that room and some of them folks are getting old. I'm not, but some of them are. And Just like every Christmas, you look around the room and you think, some of these folks might not be here next year. We don't know who in the family might be next. Let's be thankful. Let's be grateful for who we got. While we got them, let's love them. Let's let them know that we love them often. Father, there are things in our backgrounds that aren't always pleasant to think of. But Lord, at these times of the years when of the year when we're thankful for so much, those things I hope get pushed completely out of our minds. And only the good things come to the forefront. And that we are grateful. We're grateful for our families, our children, our parents if they're still living, our brothers, our sisters, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins. I pray that your Holy Spirit will put it in our heart to make contact with them if we haven't seen them or talked to them in a long time. Just make contact with them and say, hey, I love you and I'm grateful that you're part of my family. And Father God, I pray that we'll also extend that hand and that love to other people this year. We'll extend it to the body of Christ, because in this church there are people who may not have family here. I pray we'll think of them and let them know they're loved. And if possible, invite them to join us for Thanksgiving or Christmas. And Father God, I pray that we'll go even beyond that and we'll look around us in our neighborhoods and where we work, and we will tell people there that we're grateful for their friendship. We're grateful for the opportunity to have known them. And that we just pray that we can be a blessing to them in some way. God, we give you all the praise and all the glory for the many blessings that you have rained down upon us. And this Thanksgiving season, may we sit down at that table and just take a minute to offer thanks. Thanks for who you are and what you've done. Thanks for this great nation that we live in, that we have such rich, abundant blessings in. Thank you, Father, for those men and women who served in the armed forces. Many of them gave sacrificially of their lives. Some of them are walking wounded today because they defended us. And those who are right now on the front line for us. God may not get to be home for Thanksgiving or Christmas. Our hearts are with them. And we pray, God, that you will bless them and keep them safely. And for everyone that raised a hand here in this service today that has a prayer request, God, we lift that to you right now, whether it be for them, themselves, or for a family member or someone else. God, we just pray that you will bless them. Meet their need and be so very close to them, God. Holy Spirit, be so very close to us right now and knit our hearts together in love. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Randy, have you got a Thanksgiving song we can sing as we close out?